Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
So I get an email from a rabid Armed American Radio fan just about an hour ago, pointing me to another New York Daily News un-American gun-grabbing piece whining about the NRA. Honestly, my response to the letter writer is, honestly, brother, why waste your time? Why waste your time? The fact is that these liars simply say what they want when they want. They put up any number of phony statistics, and then they call it the truth. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible to keep up with their lies and their misinformation nowadays. I guess if the New York Daily News, see, now here I go. Here I go. I guess if the New York Daily News had all the answers, we'd all be living in an urban jungle ruled by an uber-liberal mayor. Unicorns would fart peppermint fairy dust, crap would smell like roses, and the commander of weakness-in-chief, Barack Hussein Obama, would tuck me in at night and keep me safe from global warming, wouldn't he? Truth be told, by even acknowledging some of this garbage, we legitimize what needs to honestly be tossed away right after laughing at it. Use it for starting a fire. Just make sure the flue is open so the smoke from the ink this crap is printed on goes up the chimney and doesn't stain your mantle. Seriously, life is full of stuff that really matters. Not what a bunch of whiny, liberal, urban chic teenagers who think socialist Bernie Sanders is a legitimate answer to what ails America think. Sometimes it's just better off to turn off the TV. Put down the iPad or whatever device you're using to read that un-American gibberish. Make a bowl of Lipton onion dip. Remember that stuff? With real sour cream. And eat a few potato chips and crack a bottle of real Coca-Cola. Do it because Bloomberg doesn't want you to. Do it while watching a rerun of The Dukes of Hazzard, and not because the show is any good or because there's a Confederate flag on the roof of the General Lee. No. Do it because Daisy looks hot, which is the real reason we watched the show to begin with. Because it's okay for men to look at beautiful women. It's also okay to drink a real Coca-Cola from time to time. And it's okay to be a gun owner. It's also okay to call Bruce Jenner a guy. Because Bruce Jenner is a guy, whether he likes it or not. I'll digress. You know why it's okay to be a gun owner? Because I said so. And because millions upon millions of other Americans say so. That's why. And because you have something the un-American, liberal, pansy, gun-grabbing, rights-denying Poindexters hate. A constitutional right to do just that. And guess what? It ain't going away, and they hate it. That's why the New York Daily News writes about it. Because they hate it. And because they hate it, you can relish the fact that you're right, that they're wrong. They can cry and whine as much as they want, which liberal pansy un-American gun-grabbing rights deniers do quite frequently, don't they? And you, my friend, can laugh at them all the way down to the gun shop to buy a new gun and carry it home on your hip, maybe in your car, your glove box, your purse, however else you want to, because you're a free American. And while there's much work to be done in places like Jersey and other places controlled by who? Controlled by who? Say it. Repeat after me. Democrats. That's right. Pansy, un-American, gun-grabbing Poindexters, Democrats, socialists. You can take this to the bank. The reason these nutcases are so vocal and hysterical is because we're winning and they're losing. In every arena this game is being played, poll after poll confirms it. That's right. We're winning. They're not. And they're hysterical about it. What you're witnessing is their absolute sheer desperation. So do yourself a favor. Put the crap down. Go grab a Coca-Cola, a real one. Stick a shot of Jack Daniels in it if you're so inclined. Turn on a football game or watch Daisy. Grill something dead. Be American. It's Christmas this week. Spend some time with your family. Overspend a little bit, overeat, and just flat out enjoy living as a free American. Be what the whiny, liberal, un-American, gun-grabbing, socialist freaks don't want you to be. be a free man or a free woman. And remember, freedom will always prevail. That's why they hate you. That's why they lie. That's why they whine. It's why they kick and scream like little Democrat socialist gun-grabbing un-Americans. Because they're losing. Remember this. The Bill of Rights has 10 amendments, not 9. And it's the un-Americans on the wrong side of that pesky old document, not you. You can take that to the bank. Whew. I read some of this stuff like from the Daily News, and it's just enough to drive you crazy because it's coming at you all day long. So I'm going to go to my first guest. We have a huge program lined up for you today, a huge program for you today. Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation is here shortly thereafter. I will be talking with Peter Johnson. Peter Johnson has been on these airwaves with you before from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. He is a former federal air marshal and now works in the self-defense field. We'll talk with Peter a little bit. Neil McCabe, my Armed American Radio Washington, D.C. editor and political analyst, as well as on-air reporter and bureau chief in Washington, D.C. for One American News Network, will be here. We will be talking with Dr. John Adeen from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. The New England Journal of Medicine was all over you again today, being a gun owner. Incredible stuff. And then one of my favorite guests of all time, A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning journalist from Breitbart News, will be here. So it's a huge program. Grab a Coca-Cola. Put whatever you want into it. Turn off Daisy. I don't want you to get distracted while I'm on. And enjoy this broadcast. Let's go right to Alan Gottlieb. Hi, Alan. How are you today? A pleasure, my friend, as usual.
Well, thanks, Mark. I'm doing really great listening to your opening monologue. I think, quite honestly, it may be the best one you've ever done.
Well, I appreciate that. That kind of came off the cuff. You know, honestly, I got that email. I get a lot of those, Alan, as you know. Some of them I send to you, some of the emails. But this one came about an hour ago, and it referenced the New York Daily News piece. Let me find that New York Daily News piece. It is, I know I have it up here somewhere. What's the NRA afraid of in studying the deadly impact of guns? And off it goes again, Alan, about the National Rifle Association, as if the NRA is the little devil on the shoulder telling every murderer in Chicago, and I'm going to update those numbers in Chicago for everybody today, too, during this broadcast. I might do it while you're on. But it's as if the NRA was a little devil on the shoulder going, do it, do it, kill that other gangbanger. I mean, what? Well, come on, Alan, what gives here?
I don't know. I like to know what the Daily News is afraid of going through the statistics and research on the number of people that use firearms to protect themselves and their family from criminal attack every single day. That's the kind of stuff they don't want to talk about. They don't want research. They only want research, you know, if it bleeds, it leads for their newspaper, right, to build circulation, so to speak. That's the problem we have with all these research projects that they're going to come up with. They're biased, and they don't talk about the whole picture.
Well, here's some stats they throw out, and I don't want to get bogged down with this because I could throw numbers myself and change these numbers and no one would know where they came from, just like the Daily News does. Over a recent multi-year period, 14 states like New York. See, they love to tell everybody they're in New York. That's why when it snows in New York, it's national news, right, because they're all based in New York. Background checks for all handgun purchases compared to the other 36 states, they say 46% fewer domestic violence gun killings. Really? 48% fewer law enforcement officers shot dead. Really? 48% fewer gun suicides, based on what? And 52% fewer mass shootings. These people have a different definition of what the FBI calls a mass shooting. These numbers mean absolutely squat. They mean nothing. And isn't it time we try to marginalize this stuff and just kind of ignore it? I mean, I know we can't ignore it. We have to address it. But we have to address it in the sense that by marginalizing them as well and remind them we're winning this battle.
Yeah, what really disturbs me, Mark, is when they talk about those numbers, the statistics, they have nothing to do whatsoever with their whole push for gun control or what they want on the books or don't have on the books. The bottom line is there's lots of other reasons why states have lower homicide rates than other states or have, you know, different kind of statistics than other states do. It has nothing to do with the hypothetic argument they're putting up to begin with. They take these numbers and then they shift them, you know, in a column and pretend that it's some of their gun control proposals or laws on the books that have any impact on any of that to begin with. And it doesn't. And it makes, there's no correlation whatsoever at all. And that's what disturbs me the most. It's totally insincere. It's totally inaccurate. It makes no sense at all, but they don't really care. And they trumpet it as if it's going to be fact if they say it.
Right. We don't have enough time in this segment here, Alan, but when we come back, a couple of things I want to talk with you about. Number one, there were some hearings up in Seattle. I want you to update Armed American Radio listeners in hundreds of cities across the country about how that went up in Seattle and what that's about. And then the Los Angeles Times, again, as much as I don't want to get bogged down, they actually wrote a decent piece today in the LA Times about Bloomberg and his push and what it means. It's very difficult to ignore Bloomberg, but I don't want anybody to fear the man. And before we go to the break, let me give you these statistics. As of today, right now, January 1st, 2015 through December 20th, right now today, 2,887 shooting victims in Chicago alone. Strictest gun control in the country. That surpasses last year, year to date, 2,587. I'll give you the murder count on that shooting number right after this. We'll be right back with Alan Gottlieb. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews, it's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
SAF.org, Second Amendment Foundation. Let me tell you something about that organization. I am a life member of that organization. You should be too. For $150, you can have the plaque that I have right here, excuse me, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on your wall. The Defenders Club, Second Amendment Foundation life membership. $150 is all it takes. SAF.org, fighting in courtrooms across the country on your behalf every single day. Dozens of lawsuits across the country restoring our right to bear arms here in America. It's an organization that you need to be a part of. I'm talking with the founder of said organization, Alan Gottlieb. Alan, welcome back to the show. You know, I'm looking at these numbers from Chicago before we go into the Seattle or the Seattle case very quickly. There were 11 shooting victims in Chicago on December 1st alone, 4 on December 2nd. Let's see if I can count the 3rd. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the 3rd. On the 4th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. On the 5th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and on the 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and on and on and on, all the way on up the ladder. Dozens and dozens and dozens of shooting victims in Chicago. Have you heard anything about that on the news where you reside?
Of course not, because it doesn't fit the agenda that the other side's proposing and pushing. So when gun control doesn't work, they don't want to talk about it. That would have been a great New York Daily News editorial. To lead with that, rather than to lead with the statistics they lead with. This is where, again, they only want to talk about one side of the equation.
Well, it makes sense if you're them, it makes sense to do that. If not, then what I said in my opening remarks rings true, and they don't want to bring attention to that, and that is the fact that they are, in fact, losing, and we are winning. The Bill of Rights is on our favor, not their favor. We're not trying to add anything to it. They're trying to take something away from it, and that means we can sleep soundly at night knowing we're right. Alan, Seattle, what's happening in Washington State now, like as if there's not enough to talk about?
Well, this is we're talking about the Seattle law they put in place that kicks in and goes into effect the first of the year, putting a $25 tax on the sale of every handgun or every gun and 5 cents on each bullet that's sold. And, of course, the Second Amendment Foundation, along with our partners in this case, the NRA and the National Shooting Sports Foundation, filed suit against the city of Seattle, alleging that it's illegal under two statutes. One, the state preemption statute doesn't allow the city of Seattle to get involved in anything to do with gun sales or ownership. And the second one being a tax statute that Seattle is violating, not having the right to be able to put this tax in place as a tax as well, because under various statutes of state law, it's illegal as a tax. And we had oral arguments on our preliminary injunction motion to knock the law out before it goes into effect the first of the year on Friday. And it's interesting, the city brought in a law firm that's known for anti-gun rights litigation out of California to defend themselves in Washington State, because I guess they couldn't do a good enough job defending themselves against the law. And I didn't think their law firm did a very good job. We had the oral arguments. Our side did very, very well. The judge didn't really tip her hand on how she's going to rule, but she did promise to issue a ruling by close of business on Tuesday. So we'll have an answer prior to it going into effect. And I was cautiously optimistic that we're going to win. I believe the law is totally on our side. My only concern, again, it's liberal Seattle with liberal pressure. You talked about the New York Daily News. The Seattle Times ran two editorials this past week, one saying the judge should rule against us, you know, not on legal grounds, but on quote-unquote moral grounds, whatever that's supposed to be, and also ran an editorial coming out of the closet saying now that they're for gun bans, that in Washington State all semi-automatic so-called military-style, so-called look-alike assault weapons should all be banned. And they came out with two anti-gun editorials in 1 week, which shows part of the media onslaught we're getting across the whole country with newspapers, the New York Times, the New York Daily News, papers in Chicago, Seattle, all across the country, Los Angeles, running editorials almost on a daily basis, that we need to push for more gun control before year end. And that's part of the onslaught we've been seeing from the media against our rights. Of course, every time we win a battle, they go crazier and crazier and come up with something more lunatic to attack our rights with.
Alan, let's assume for the sake of argument that Michael Bloomberg was successful in getting, quote-unquote, expanded background checks, just like they had in Oregon, just like they have in Colorado, just like they have in California, that have stopped nobody from the ones that they like to point to anyway. Let's just assume for the sake of argument that Bloomberg could claim victory and say, look, we got expanded background checks in all 50 states. Would he then shut up and go away forever, permanently? We'd never hear from him again?
Of course not. And that's the dirty little secret. I mean, they really want gun confiscation, gun prohibition. That's what their agenda is. That's what their goal is. And they know they can't get it overnight, so they push one step at a time. It's worse than a slippery slope because, quite frankly, they're pretty blatant about it. If you look at their court arguments and amicus briefs they filed in various court cases, they don't support you having the right to carry a firearm. They don't support you having the right to own your own in your own home. They oppose all of them oppose. Our litigation in Washington, D.C., in the city of Chicago, they're all for gun bans. So they try to pretend they're moderate, but they're not.
So what would happen is this is the first step, as we all know. Again, a rhetorical question. It's hard to talk to you or any guest for that matter on this show without asking one rhetorical question right after the other. But it's because we already know the answers. We just need to reiterate it. So they're not going to dry up and go away. It's not just expanded background checks they want. This is the first step on the staircase that they want to build all the way to their end game. We all know that. All right. In the essence of time, we've got about a minute and a half. This from the Los Angeles Times today. Maine's politically divided legislature passed the bill despite an onslaught of warnings from Bloomberg's group, from top flight lobbyists, automated phone calls, a sponsored public opinion poll, and wall-to-wall internet, radio, television, and print ads that the law would let, quote, even violent criminals carry hidden, loaded guns in public. Now, Alan, you and I know criminals are going to do that anyway. No law is going to stop them. They go on. We don't like the idea of people coming in here telling us what to do when they haven't lived in Maine and they don't know our culture. In other words, Bloomberg got beat back in Maine, a state with 1 million people, and spent millions of dollars doing it. That's why it's important to point out we're winning this battle. I don't care how much money nanny state Bloomberg has, correct?
Correct. The problem we all face, though, is I always like to relate it to in football season here, the football game where the rules get changed. Doesn't matter how many points we score. If they get one touchdown, we lose our rights. And that's why we have to win every battle.
Yeah, it's kind of like terrorism. We be as vigilant as we can be. Terrorists needs to win one battle, and our efforts go kaput. All right, Alan, we're on it. Thank you very much. We're getting ready to head into the bottom of the hour, and I appreciate everything that you do at the Second Amendment Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, please, saf.org, help counter the efforts from the un-Americans being led by people like Barack Obama, Michael Bloomberg, and the rest of them, et al., all of them. Join the Second Amendment Foundation and all of your local states' rights grassroots organizations. We appreciate it very much. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, will be talking to you hopefully this week with good news out of Washington and Seattle on that court case. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. I'm filling your prescription for freedom from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska. I'll be back with former Federal Air Marshal Peter Johnson and terrorism expert right after this.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. all because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot, just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com. I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
It's Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios. How you doing today, man? I hope everything's going well. You know, Christmas is right around the corner. That's always a fun time of year if you're going to be traveling. I hope you're safe. Please do it safe. Hey, let's go somewhere together here. Those of you who know me, who listen to me, know about this time of the show. I like to take you over to USCCA On Air. We're going to do that right now. I literally pulled the site up for you now. I have not seen it. Oh, the gun giveaway today is a Walther PPK. You know, that's James Bond's gun, the Walther PPK. Used to wear it in the shoulder holster. Remember that? We're talking about James Bond. He also wore a Rolex Submariner, too. You got to love James Bond. James Bond's a real deal. Hey, simply activate your USCCA membership right now for your chance to win this gun. It's that simple. And a shot, get this, the grand prize winner is going to win free ammo. Now, hear me here. Stay in your seat. If you don't have a seatbelt on and you're driving down the road, please put your seatbelt on, because this is going to make you want to come out of your seat. But imagine winning free ammo for life. Free ammo for life. Your caliber of choice. Never spend a dime again. USCCAonAir.com. From the sound of my voice right now, you have 3 hours, 24 minutes, and 30 seconds from right now to simply activate one of 3 USCCA memberships. There's 3 of them there. You can see them on the page, USCCA on air. You're in the running for this gun giveaway. They're doing this through the remainder of the month, and the month is running out quickly, as you know, about 10 days left. Win this gun today, Walther PPK, easy to do. Let's go over to a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. You heard him on the program when I was doing this broadcast live from the Minnesota State Fair, which we do every year in August. And I had never met Peter before. Peter runs and owns a company called Archway Defense, and he's got a great background. His background, it's got that coolness factor to it. Federal Air Marshal. What a cool job that is. And we can learn a lot from people like this. And you're going to hear things today on the program that you wouldn't normally hear unless you know somebody who, or unless you are a federal, former federal air marshal, or a currently employed federal air marshal, and also a terrorism expert. You know, they do teach that stuff to people they entrust to put guns on their persons and let them fly around with us. Let's go to Peter Johnson. Peter, how you doing, brother?
Great. How you doing? Thanks for having me back.
Hey, it's a pleasure, man. You know, you and I like to say, Peter, that the best radio is the radio the listener never gets to hear. And that's the off-air conversations that guys like you and I have for, you know, 30, 40, 50 minutes at a time. And it could be, you know, how many times have we said, man, I wish that was on the air?
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, we had that conversation just a few days ago, and I want to try to bring that back to life. Let's start with this. Is flying safe today, Peter?
In all honesty, it is. I don't like to live in fear, so let's bring the reality of the situation in. If you're in the U.S., which all your listeners are, unless you're streaming somewhere else, but let's just talk about the U.S. The U.S. has 28,000 flights that affect the U.S. and its airspace every single day. So just 28,000 opportunities for something bad to happen. How many times did something bad happen on a flight? Statistically, pretty low, right?
Of course.
Now, does that mean you can just check out and go completely into throw your earbuds on and not pay attention to anything as soon as you walk in the airport and not care about anything? Obviously not. But the counterterrorism assets that are on the ground, that go from the ground to the aircraft, they're doing the work of actually trying to find and follow known or suspected terrorists. That's really their job. So you're not going to see them. If you see them, they're probably working. If they're working, that means your flight is pretty safe.
Now, are all of our flights covered?
Nope.
Is a guy like you on every one of our flights?
Well, I don't work anymore. Now that I'm with founded Archway Defense, I drive everywhere. I've had enough flying. But no, there's no way we could. If you just run the numbers, 28,000 flights affecting the U.S. and its airspace, there's no way we would have that big of an agency. The overall number of air marshals is classified, but it's strategic targeting of flights,
right,
opposed to just blanketing every single flight. We'd actually have to have a unit about the size of the U.S. Marine Corps to cover every single flight every single day.
Okay. Well, I'm the host of the program, so I get to be a jerk sometimes if I want to, because it's my microphone, and
yep,
I get to ask the controversial questions. So we're to trust the government and the federal air marshals much the same way we trusted them to stop San Bernardino?
Yeah, great question. So as you know, and off air, I have not been the biggest fan of the TSA. The very nature of the work, they look for things, right? How much gel do you have in your luggage? How much toothpaste do you have? Opposed to looking for people. Just like guns. Guns are an inanimate object, right? It's not the gun, it's the person. So when we're going through security and we're looking at our security system, the problem is that we're looking at it from a DC down. They don't want you to talk about people. They want you to talk about things. How many toenail clippers did you take out of somebody's luggage today? How much toothpaste did you take out? That is the key problem with our counterterrorism approach, and that narrative is pushed from D.C. down.
Well, I know they have one of my made, you know, TV, you know, my TV razors, you know, the made for TV shows,
oh, yeah,
or as seen on TV, you know, the little one razor. I know they took one of mine out of my bag, you know, because I have all that radio equipment and all those wires and all that cool stuff that goes in there. You've seen it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you talked on it. That stuff, they look at that and they go, ooh, look at that machine with all those dials. But it looks like Clockmed Ahmed's Clock Boy clock, right?
A little different.
Well, they go in and what did they take? They took my little razor and they took my packet. And I said, no big deal. I can afford another one, pal. So
yeah,
I did. I gave it to him.
Said, if you really want to have faith in the screening process, and I'll rip on the screening process as opposed to the air marshals, because I know good people that are still working there who are dedicated.
Oh, yeah. They are good. I do, too. Yep. They are. Thanks for saying that.
Yep. No, and they would gladly put a bullet in a terrorist's head to save you and your family on a flight. So, but
or take one. Now, let's be very clear. Or take one.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Okay.
But as far as the screening process goes, if your listeners are bored, just go and Google Homeland Security TSA screening and find out how many times the screeners fail to find a weapon in a known check. So a test run, right, where it's DHS and TSA are actually testing the system, and it's horrific failure rates. And that's why at the beginning of this, I was very clear to say you can't check out as soon as you walk into the airport. Even more so for those people, and we don't want to use the term situational awareness, but you want to have a mindful approach to everywhere you go. So when you come into an airport, and look what happened in L.A., just I think it was 2014, right? There's a assault at LAX where it was started before security and pushed through into the secure area. So as they're traveling in and around airports or on planes, just because there's a security presence and there's a possibility of an air marshal on your flight does not mean you can mentally check out.
Okay. I'm going to close out this segment with this. Well, first off, let me do this. Like my good friend and someone you know as well, Rob Pincus, says, I don't have to sit facing the door ordering off of the Braille menu because I don't want to take my eyes off of the door, right? I don't have to be that paranoid. I don't have to be that kooky, right? What you're telling me is I don't have to keep my head on a swivel like John Belushi in Animal House, you know, darting all around, looking all over. I just simply need to be awake.
Correct. Just look for a baseline behavior. Make sure that you're fitting the baseline behavior. And if anybody is outside of that baseline behavior for the time, place, and manner in which you are, then start paying attention to them and start developing that what-if scenario in your head. Okay, everything's fine except for these one or two people that are outside the baseline. If something happens, what are my options? And that's not paranoia. That's saying, I don't think there's a whole lot of issues here, but if there are issues, it's going to come from not this entire crowd of 1,000 people, but maybe these two.
All right, baseline. I want to talk with you about that in the next segment briefly before we go to Archway Defense. But I find this interesting because I can promise you this as we head to the break. I can promise you that Shannon Watts, gun grabber, un-American, extraordinaire number one, probably feels a hell of a lot safer when she flies knowing that there's an armed air marshal on board that aircraft. Boy, isn't that interesting. We'll be back with Peter Johnson right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios, what a pleasure to be here with you. I hope you're getting ready for a Merry Christmas. I am. Remember, this is not the end of your week. Your week is just beginning. And if you have kids, whew, the next 2 weeks for you are going to be kind of tough, aren't they? Depending on what age those kids are, because they're home from school. I know, because mine are home. Let's get right back into it with Peter Johnson. Peter, welcome back to the program. You founded Archway Defense, former federal air marshal, terrorism expert. You know a little bit about this stuff. Always a pleasure to have you. Let me take you in this direction. Baseline behavior. I've talked about this with you before, both on and off air. What is baseline behavior when people walk into not just an airport, but as we saw, any soft target, particularly around the holidays when we're going into a mall, huge soft target? What do we need to look for? What is baseline behavior, and what can we do to stay alert and safe?
It's a great question. So the baseline behavior, and this is some kind of core curriculum that we teach at Archway Defense, but baseline behavior, when you're coming into, let's use the example of a mall, extremely soft target, and from the Inspire model and the Terror Cell model, it's definitely a target. So you're coming into a mall. As soon as you get in there, try to immediately identify what the baseline behavior is. And what I mean by that is, how is everybody dressed? How is everybody talking? What's their general behavior? Are people very focused and walking quickly? And if so, what are the patterns in which people walk? Because if you pay attention, you'll actually notice a flow, a natural flow in a large or even a small coffee shop. But if you're at the mall, find out what the general direction of travel is. How are people communicating? When people come in and out of a shop, what does that look like? You'll see, and if you just look across the entire baseline, you'll see this behavior that is normal, for lack of a better word. It's simply mm-hmm. normal. The key is, instead of thinking the boogeyman's behind every corner and inside every trash can at that mall, which is absurd and it's exhausting, you can't maintain that, what you can do is say, okay, what is the baseline behavior? Okay, there's baseline behavior in this mall. We're up in the Midwest, so we have Mall of America, huge terrorist target. Baseline behavior is people are on the right side, they're generally moving this way. On the left side, they're generally moving this way. There's a kiosk with one person standing at every kiosk. The flow, most people from the direction of travel will naturally flow into a store, look around, and then flow out of it. During the winter, we've had a pretty mild winter up here, so heavy coats aren't as common as we normally mm-hmm. would with our beautiful negative 50-degree weather.
Been so, there, surfed it. I can attest to that, yes.
So when we're looking at baseline behavior, that's what we mean, is simply walk in and ask yourself, what is it? So take that analogy and then go to a sporting event. What is the baseline behavior at a sporting event? Well, they're dramatically different, and the behavior at a sporting event would be out of place in that mall. If you're going to a football game, most people are standing cheering. Most have already had a couple drinks. They ate too much, and if the team is losing, they're probably pretty angry, and that's completely normal. However, if you took that baseline behavior and applied it to a mall, that would be completely opposite, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Let me, in the essence of time, say this. You're looking for something legitimately, realistically out of the ordinary.
Correct.
A guy in a trench coat at this time at the Mall of America normally wouldn't be seen out of the ordinary. However, today, because of a jet stream, not because of global warming, and a warming in the Pacific, which they've been predicting for months and months and months, known as El Nino, it's a little bit warmer up there, so that trench coat would be out of the ordinary. We need to pay attention to that.
Correct. And then is that individual flowing with the natural flow of traffic,
right?
Do they seem to be waiting for somebody? Are they unusually attentive when it comes to a security patrol? Up in Minnesota, we have armed security that patrols through the mall. It's actually the local police department. So that kind of attentiveness to baseline behavior, and what happens is it's a very natural and comfortable way to go about your life in the sense
that you don't have to be that freak looking all over the place, paranoid, crazy. You don't have to be that person. Just pay attention. Trust your gut. Know what's normal and pay attention to and take action when you see something abnormal. That makes perfect sense, and it's good, legitimate advice. I've got to move because of time.
No worries.
I just bought a couple of – go ahead.
Oh, no, go for it.
Okay, I just bought a couple of lasers, and I wanted to talk with you about this. We may even have to hold you over for a few minutes, but I just bought a couple. I wanted to get in some hardware with you, too, okay?
Yeah.
I bought some with the Viridian lasers.
Oh,
green lasers.
The green Viridian lasers.
I haven't gotten them yet, but I'm waiting for them. I can't wait. It's like Christmas at Christmas, waiting for these things. What is it I'm getting? Explain what I'm getting.
So the Viridian, for those, it's a weapon-mounted technology, right? So for the people that want a light or laser mounted on their defense handgun, Viridian green lasers, it's definitely an option. I mean, well, we've talked about it. You and I have talked about it, but we also talked with Lee Michaels, who does some of the daily defense. Incredibly bright green laser, easily the brightest thing on the planet. You just got that Glock 43. Did you get a reactor unit for that, which has the
green? Yeah, I ordered a reactor unit for the Glock 43, and then I got one for the full-size 17.
Yeah. So that the reactor unit will just be the green laser, but it has different modes where you can have a pulsing laser. Truth be told, I was actually just playing with one tonight, and middle of the night, we're using it without a weapon, just the unit itself, and the thing went over 2 miles across the lake. Just incredibly bright. I mean, if you haven't
now,
checked
the difference between green and red, the difference between green and red is what?
You pick the eye naturally picks up green before it picks up red. So on the color spectrum, you will actually pick up the color green before red. So now if you have something that's green and it's brighter than everything else, that's why if you're going to get a weapon-mounted technology with a laser, personal preference, I would go with a green.
Okay, I'm looking forward to having you back on. We'll see if we can get somebody from Viridian to come in after I get these things so that I can put them to use. I love the lasers at the range, and I don't want to name any brands. Let me just say I'm looking forward to getting this, and I'm looking forward to using it as a training tool on the range. And I'll use the CERT pistols to train with the green and red and where your shot placement is. And the lasers can be very, very effective tools. You agree with that?
Yeah. A lot of people, and the problem with lasers is a lot, and it's not even the product. The problem with lasers is most people don't know what they're doing with them when they go to the range. It's not for right. bullseye shooting. Once you get it right. zeroed in, that's the only time you would ever bullseye shoot. It's for rapid target transitions, which sounds familiar to a self-defense right. shooting, where you're starting to take realistic self-defense training in that 4x4 or 5x5 box at the range. The key is to try to drive the gun towards the threat. As soon as you see that laser in the center mass, you ring a good trigger press off, and you get a hit on target. The key is using the laser to actually drive your speed. It's not a bullseye device.
I want to point out, too, wherever you are listening to Peter and I talk right now, I can attest to his level of skill. I have shot with him on a range. I have watched him use single hand at moving targets and heard nothing but ting, ting, ting. It was enough to drive me crazy. It was difficult to keep up with. Peter, thank you for being here. Very quickly, where can people find you?
ArchwayDefense.com. We're on every social media platform, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that fun stuff. Just check at Archway Defense or ArchwayDefense.com. There's also some videos of us shooting quickly, so you'll like that.
Yeah, it's an awful lot of fun. I'm looking forward to getting back on the range and learning some more from you. Thank you for everything you did. Thank you for everything you do. And thank you for keeping people awake and aware. We appreciate it very much. We'll talk real soon. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. That was a great segment. Stay awake, stay alert, stay alive. If you see something, say something. Remember, you know, trust your gut. Hey, I tell you every week, I'm going to tell you now, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll be back with Neil McCabe right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.